This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Race to find quake survivors.
It's incredibly sad, tragic.
President to deliver State of the Union.
He has got to show how he's bringing inflation down.
LeBron goes for scoring record.
It means a lot. It was very humbling.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. It's a race against time to get to people trapped in earthquake debris in southern Turkey and Syria. Two large quakes and scores of aftershocks are blamed for more than 5,000 deaths, and cold weather is complicating the fight for survival. Here's CBS's Chris Livesay.
A trapped woman's faint, blood-curdling scream might be the only thing to escape. We heard them, cries a survivor named Denise. They're calling out for help, but how can we? Nobody has come. When help finally arrives, it can be too late. It's a battle against both time and the elements as temperatures plummet, along with the chances of survival.
Here at home, a successful controlled release of some toxic chemicals aboard that derailed and burning freight train on the Ohio-Pennsylvania border. CBS's Roxana Saberi is covering.
So far, the federal EPA says it has, as expected, found some airborne contamination near the burn location, but did not give a measure for the amount or any effects.
You can just see a haze on the water that's nasty. And you can smell it.
Local resident Russell Murphy says he's already seen hundreds of dead fish in a river just miles from the derailment site and is concerned about what could potentially come next.
The health effects, the long-term environmental effects, the waterways. I mean, this is bad.
The attorney for a Virginia teacher who was shot and wounded by a six-year-old student says in a court filing the first grader constantly cursed at teachers, chased students, and tried to whip them with his belt. In her intent to sue, she also alleges the child choked another teacher until she couldn't breathe. Well, tonight in Washington, CBS's Nancy Cordes tells us President Biden delivers the State of the Union address.
At the halfway point through his first term, President Biden will describe what he sees as the economic progress on his watch: a bipartisan infrastructure law, investments in computer chips and clean energy, and a surprisingly strong jobs report that pushed the unemployment rate to a 54-year low.
Put simply, I would argue the Biden economic plan is working.
And yet many Americans are still skeptical. A new CBS News poll finds a majority of them currently believe that President Biden's policies are making inflation, gas prices, and the overall economy worse.
You have a wonderful day.
You too.
Yael Krigman owns a bakery in Washington, D.C. She says it's still too hard to find workers.
There are so many barriers, education and transportation and childcare, and, you know, just so many challenges that are preventing people from reentering the workforce.
Correspondent Chris Van Cleve is covering a week of activities in Arizona ahead of Super Bowl 57.
The spotlight is expected to shine brightest on two black starting quarterbacks for the first time in Super Bowl history, Jalen Hurts.
This is the mecca of all football. This is the game of all games.
And Patrick Mahomes.
It's going to be a heck of a football game.
They're also breaking ground by having the youngest combined age among two starting quarterbacks in the big game.
Jason Kelsey!
One thing Eagles center Jason Kelsey is likely planning, a route to the nearest hospital. Kelsey says his wife, Kylie, who is nearly 9 months pregnant, is bringing her OBGYN to the game.
Well, I'm going to view it as motivation. I got a third daughter coming that I'm going to have to be the best dad I can be.
Also there, of course, Jason's brother, Kansas City tight end Travis Kelsey.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Two people are charged in connection with an alleged plot to target electrical substations in the Baltimore area. The FBI's Thomas Sobosinski says Sarah Beth Clendaniel was heard on tape telling an informant her plan.
Clendaniel said she was determined to do this. She added, it would lay this city to waste.
She's accused of collaborating with an alleged neo-Nazi leader in Florida. Overseas, Russian forces are keeping up the pressure on government troops in eastern Ukraine. As CBS's Deborah Pata tells us, some of those in the fight are mercenaries from Russian penal colonies.
Sergei says he was almost halfway into a 19-year sentence for murder.
I needed to leave the prison one way or another. 10 years is a long time.
So he made a deal with the devil, frontline fighting in exchange for freedom and cash. He was told he'd be fighting foreigners there.
American mercenaries, Polish mercenaries, French. We were told they were Nazis.
Vlad said he'd already served 2 of his 3 years for assault, but the promise of early release, a white record, and a salary of $3,500 proved too tempting. After just 2 weeks of training, he says he was sent against Ukrainian tanks with nothing more than a machine gun.
Our brothers were getting killed in huge numbers. There were mountains of bodies.
And if his new recruits refuse to fight?
If you don't agree with an order, you're simply killed.
The AMC theater chain has announced a new pricing structure. The best seats in the middle will cost $1 or $2 more. Front row seats will be cheaper. One winning ticket was sold in Washington State.
Starting out with the number 22.
For last night's $747 million Powerball jackpot, it was the 9th largest lottery prize in U.S. history. Well, back in April of 1984, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar became the NBA's all-time leading scorer.
Kareem goes in. A Skyhawk.
Now, CBS's Steve Futterman, who described that record shot, tells us LeBron James is poised to break it.
Even in his rookie year, there were great expectations placed on LeBron James. And he has more than lived up to them.
LeBron does it again!
Tonight, James has a chance to break one of basketball's greatest records, most points scored. He is just 36 points away from passing the great Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Over the years, as he has gotten closer and closer to the record, James has spoken of the respect he has for Abdul-Jabbar.
To be in this position today, it means a lot. It's very humbling. Just a lot of respect with that.
And tonight here in L.A., as James tries to break his record, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is expected to be in the arena. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Some changes could be in the wind for a popular TV series.
what I'm doing is for our family.
Deadline reports a work dispute involving Kevin Costner and shooting schedules could shut down Yellowstone. But Paramount, our parent company at CBS, is reportedly trying to extend the franchise with a new show starring Matthew McConaughey. Deadline says Costner's insistence on filming no more than 50 days for season 5 is causing morale problems with fellow actors. Costner is currently working on a 4-part movie, Horizon, in which he stars, directs, and produces. Paramount says it has no news to report. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
The gambling industry's national trade group predicts 1 in 5 American adults will make a bet on Sunday's Super Bowl. The American Gaming Association says 50 million people will wager $16 million. That's more than twice what was expected to be wagered on last year's big game. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.